All right, welcome back to Rock Ridge High School. The Rock Ridge Rockets, a regional champion for the ninth year in a row, defeating Brimfield Elmwood in the regional championship game today by a final score of 2-0. Talking with Rock Ridge head coach Scott Durbin. So in year number one, Coach Durbin, you check off the conference championship, you check off the regional championship. Just a little bit about what today's win meant to a program who, you know, it's not rare you win regional titles, but I'm sure they still mean quite a bit when you're able to bring the plaque home.
Yeah, you know, today was a super tough game. Their pitcher, Brimfield's pitcher, kept us off balance, especially after the first inning. I thought Kendra Lewis pitched outstanding. We could not get a read out of her, other than the Brimfield pitcher, after the second. But, you know, it was a good team win. It was a tough win, and we're just super excited.
All right, you talk about that first inning. You got three extra base hits, three doubles in the bottom of the first against a pitcher who threw a no-hitter back on Wednesday against Mercer County. And I think, you know, she's one of those kids, Sawyer Drury, I'm talking about, who you could tell, you know, she's probably going to settle in, you know, as the game progresses. So it felt really important to kind of capitalize early. So, you know, in that first inning, what did you see that kind of led to the success at the plate, especially those three doubles that Perkins, Lewis, and then Hofer hit?
You know, I think Sawyer, she pitched awesome. In the first inning, what we were seeing is she was pitching a lot of high, so we were trying to hunt down and put just good contact on it. And I think the girls did great. And then, unfortunately, she kind of settled in and shut us down the last part of the game. But that first inning was huge.
Yeah, and we always talk about, you know, with Kendra Lewis, if you can give her a lead early, good things normally happen. And she, you know, another shutout for today, seven innings. I think she gave up three hits, struck out four, and kept them off balance all day. They really only threatened, I think, in the sixth inning. So just kind of a vintage Kendra Lewis performance, where I think she's now something like 22-0 in the postseason for her career. We know the lights will never be too bright for that kid. So just what was the key to her success again today, you know, getting another win in a regional championship?
We had a game plan going in. You know, obviously we watched the Brimfield-Alderman game, or Brimfield-Mercer County game, and we kind of scouted them, and me and Kendra talked a few times, and I gave her a scouting report before the game. You know, she executed perfectly. We knew we had to keep them off balance as well, just like they kept off balance. She did a great job, and our defense stepped up big. You know, we make the routine plays. And I've been pounding that in their heads all year. We make the routine plays, put the ball in play, and good things will happen.
All right, just a little bit about the sectional coming up next week. You get a chance to play at the Louisville Slugger Complex. Of course, you want to get back there later in the postseason as well, but it looks like it should be a pretty competitive field. I know St. Bede has the potential to get there, who won a state title last year in Class 1A. Riverdale beat Kewaunee tonight 7-2, and then Canton and IVC, I think, are in a one-run game the last I checked. So it should be, you know, competitive softball over there. Pretty exciting, though, to get to the sectional round. I think when you start play Tuesday, there'll be 32 teams left in the state.
Right. That's the goal. And, you know, we just talked about this after the game, is we're not looking ahead. We're just going to play who we play, and that's it. We cannot start looking on, you know, championship, you know, sectionals or anything like that. It's just one game at a time. Don't look ahead. Come to practice prepared. We're focused. Enjoy tonight. Come back tomorrow, ready to practice, and we're just looking forward to, you know, keep the year going.
All right, Rock Ridge softball coach Scott Durbin joining us. Rockets win a ninth straight regional championship today. The final score over Brimfield Elmwood, 2-0. Coach Durbin, nice going, and we'll see you next week down in Peoria.
All right, thank you.